But we all know we can listen digitally, but it may be that everyone who wants a DAB radio already has one. Because figures out today for the first quarter of this year show none of the boost in digital listening that you usually get after Christmas when people buy each other new radios. Year on year, listening via DAB or digital audio broadcasting is up slightly, but nothing like the rises you'd need to meet the government's target of a switchover by 2015. By then, it was hoped that half of all listening would be digital. The figures that are published today by the industry body Rajar. So is the target just wishful thinking? I asked the radio analyst Grant Goddard. He used to work for Ofcom.
Rather than there being a mad rush for much of the population to go and invest in DAB radios, it's just been a steady, steady incline. So although there have been increases, they haven't been anything like what was anticipated.
So how realistic do you think now is this aspirational date that the switchover would be 2015?
I've never thought it was based in any kind of realistic projection. As an analyst, I've been looking at the figures since DAB started, and it was very clear even 5-6 years ago that we would never reach the point where 50% of listening was to digital radio by 2013. And the government and the regulator has doggedly stuck with that target, as I say, even though it's wholly unrealistic.
So of those people who are the consumers who are leading this as they were meant to, who are those people? Who is going to the shops and getting themselves a DAB radio?
Well, by and large, the statistics show that it's really the middle-aged group of the population that are investing in DAB radios. DAB, sadly, has failed to interest young people particularly. About three quarters of listening on the digital platforms is made up of radio stations that are already available to people on AM and FM. So in that sense, DAB radio hasn't been able to attract people to new radio stations, new and exciting content, in the same way that digital television has.
Would it be fair to say that you are not a fan of DAB?
In itself, DAB is a really clever technology, but it's the way that it has been implemented, specifically in the UK, that has really not come up to scratch and not given the consumer the kind of quality service that they have come to expect from listening to FM.
If we're not going to hit this target of 2015, why isn't anybody talking about it?
A lot of the problem with top-down decisions that come from government and civil servants and bureaucrats are that they tend to cling on to these targets, regardless of how unrealistic they may seem. And although I've been pointing out for many years that the targets stand no hope whatsoever of being achieved, civil servants continue to think that at some point the cavalry will ride over the horizon and save the day. But there isn't anything going on in terms of the digital radio market to demonstrate that that will actually happen. And so at some point or other in the future, there will have to be an admittance by civil servants and by government that the plan has literally failed.
Grant Goddard. Well, Ford Ennals is the man in charge of persuading us all to go digital. He's chief executive of Digital Radio UK. This target, then, of 2015 for a switchover, it's a dead duck, isn't it?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's really good to be on the programme.
Thank you.
You know, Mr. Goddard has been writing off digital radio for years, from back in the day when it represented about 10% of listening. And I think he really underestimates the considerable progress that digital radio has made in terms of coverage, in terms of new content, in terms of getting digital radio into cars and the communications that are going on. It's very much part of the mainstream of listening to radio in the UK. I mean, 50% of listeners listen to digital radio every week, over 40% of homes.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it was meant to have, according to the plan, if you're going to hit this target, not 50% of people listening at some time or other, but to have a 50% share of all listening by 2013. It's currently running at 29.2%. So it's nowhere near, is it?
So as you say, we've considerably grown the share of listening. So you know, we're heading for 30% of people and now listen digitally every single week.
But the question was, the target's a dead duck, isn't it? Isn't it?
And the growth that we're seeing is, you know, compound growth is about 13%. So it'll continue to grow. It'll grow as we see more coverage. It'll grow as we see new content, like we saw the launch of Radio 4 Extra, which boosted listening. We've seen this week, Six Music has been acclaimed as the station of the year. So all of these innovations and announcements actually help the momentum of digital radio. So we fully anticipate that we will be hitting 50% of digital listening
by next year.
In the coming years.
Really? In the coming year? But by next year, you're not going to hit it. Oh, as I said, the target's a dead duck, isn't it? The short answer to that is yes.
Well, I mean, the government, the question of a future digital radio switchover, which we are planning for, but the timing of that is a matter for government. You asked me a question, please let me answer it. They asked industry to prepare for an aspirational target of 2015, which is exactly what we're doing, and there has been positive progress against that. Government have committed and made an announcement that they will be reviewing the situation alongside Ofcom and the BBC next year, and we'll wait to see what their view is of the state of readiness. But meanwhile, car manufacturers, radio manufacturers, broadcasters and retailers are getting ready for the transition to digital radio, and they see that as something that's actually benefiting the consumer today.
You talked about the new station, Six Music, for example. I think that has just over 1% or perhaps approaching 2% of listening. All of the other exciting things on the platform, as you describe them, they have a fraction of 1% of listeners. The truth of the matter is that most of us like listening on FM, don't we?
You know, I mean, as I say, over almost 30% of listening today is happening on digital radio. Radio 4 is very... Radio 4 listeners love digital radio. I would imagine over 30% of listeners to this programme today are probably listening on digital radio.
But they may be listening over the internet. They're not listening on a DAB radio
set.
Well,
as we know, I mean, digital listening, by that we do mean, as you say, listening online. It could be on your computer. It could be on your smartphone. It does include listening on television. But 70% of digital listening is on DAB, and that's the preferred platform, and that's the platform where we've seen the greatest growth over the last few years. And I think it would be wrong to underestimate how much people value digital radio, not just the additional content you talked about, Six Music, Radio 4 Extra, but also the other benefits, the ability to tune by the title of the station, the ability to see the information about upcoming programmes. I mean, what I am absolutely clear is that digital radio is the future of radio in the UK.
It just doesn't, though, does it, have the attraction that digital has had on telly, because it doesn't offer enough new content and it doesn't offer better sound.
Well, you know, I was involved in setting up the TV switchover movement. That's closing this year. I think has been deemed to be successful, and I think has changed the way people watch television. I think digital radio will have the same impact on radio. In most parts of the country, you can get over 25 additional stations, and not just the BBC ones, but stations like Planet Rock, stations like the Absolute Decade stations. People love these stations. They love the additional choice. They love the benefits of digital radio, and I do think you're underestimating exactly how strong the growth is and will be.
Well, time will tell, won't it? Ford Nettles, thank you very much for coming on, the Chief
thank
Executive
you for, very much.
Of Digital Radio UK.